Hello. I'm trying to learn how to use this audio recorder. Let me know if it goes out fine for you guys. Okay, I'm going to talk about how to stop myself whenever I feel like really overeating and how I've been learning how to control my feeding habits or my eating habits. Okay, what I do when I'm off the Cambridge diet, or what I've learned so far on the Cambridge diet, is that before, when I was stressed, when I'm depressed, when I'm upset, when I'm angry, when I'm worried, when I'm nervous, when I'm anxious, any situation I am in, I comfort eat. I eat when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I need to praise myself, when I need to beat up myself. Every time I comfort eat. Okay, so what I do is just three things. I let myself know that this food is temporary. I have done it before and I can do it again. And I'm not going to eat and eat and eat and until I regret eating. I see food as a necessity for life, but I don't see it as a controlling tool over my life. I have passed that stage in my life and I thank God for it. I see it as a temporary tool and I tell myself that this pain, this anxiety, this panic I'm feeling at this moment to eat will pass. It will always pass. I just take what I'm supposed to take and that is it. Then secondly, I time myself. When I feel like I'm speaking to myself and it's not working, you all know those times. What I do is that I time myself. Like, can I pass 5 minutes? Okay, 5 minutes has gone. I'm not dead yet. And I do another 10 minutes and I do 30, just like that. I try to distract myself doing a lot of things. I don't try to be idle. I try to be very active and it works a lot. Then thirdly, I tell myself, hey, Nelly, 30 minutes has passed. You're not dead. So you can do this. You can go for 1 hour. You can go for 2 hours. And just like that, drink some water. Then drink another water. You will know the difference when you're hungry or when you really need to eat. When you really need to eat and when you're just trying to nibble on something. Okay, so that is just basically it. And another thing I really do, above all this I have mentioned, is that I pray a lot about it. Because seriously, I don't know where I would have been without God on this journey. And it's been a war. I've been fighting a battle every day. But I thank God that He is leading me on. And the devil is just backsliding. Like every day I look at him and I laugh and like, oh no, you messed with the wrong girl. Thank you for listening to me. Just learning how to use this. I hope I will be doing more. Okay, my time is up. Thank you. Love you all. Bye-bye. Mwah.